Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation. Dear friends in Christ, salvation means safety, or being taken to a safe place, being rescued. On Christmas Day, we remember that the love of God is not that he has taken us to a safe place, but that he has sent safety to us. To us, he has sent his Son, who is our safety in a world of darkness. In the flesh of Jesus Christ is itself an announcement of the peace and of good news. The announcement is this, that God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator and upholder of the universe, took upon himself our flesh in order to live the life we couldn't and to live the life we didn't, in order to die on the cross for our sins, offering his body there as a sacrifice that we might be saved. He is the exact nature and imprint of God, stamped upon the clay of our human flesh. And in that flesh, he, Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God. And he came publishing salvation and making purification for our sins. John begins with the beginning. St. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." St. John tells us that the Word was the light, that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus Christ, the eternal Word of God, the fragile baby in the manger, is the light in the darkness. He is the light come into the world, and apart from him, there is only darkness. Isaiah 9:2 says of the coming of Christ, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." Jesus Christ is the light, the beacon that draws all men to himself. He is the eternal Word of God, who was with God in the beginning, who was God, and who is the way to God. Thomas, his disciple, once said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the one who shows us the way to God, and who is himself the way to God. He is the light in a world of darkness. As Hebrews chapter 1 says, "He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, three announcements from God come together in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. He is the light, and he shows us who we are, who and who God is. He is the power of God, because he is the one who upholds the universe by the word of his power, the one who speaks and the wind stops, the waves cease, and the darkness gives way. And he is the peace of God, who publishes salvation, who rescues, who delivers, who saves his people. He is all these things in the flesh. An illustration. Imagine walking down a dark alley. Three facts come into play. First of all, you can't see anything. Secondly, you recognize your own vulnerability there. And third, this alley is not a destination because it's not a safe place. You see, the whole point of walking down a dark alley is to get through it. In fact, the reason you might be there in the first place is because you're lost. Now imagine walking down a dark alley and you see a light up ahead. You're relieved because the light has a source. But who's holding the light? What is its source? You can see better in the light, perhaps, but you don't want to go to it because you would expose yourself to whatever may be lurking in the shadows. Light gives you awareness of your surroundings, but there's more to consider. So you approach the light and you see it is coming from a man. Robbers and thieves come out of the shadows, and it startles you, and you're afraid. But the man doesn't fret. The robbers come to attack him, but they cannot overpower him. He overpowers them like they're nothing. And so the man is powerful. The man can crush his enemies. You are drawn to the light. You are drawn to him, but there is more to consider. He is powerful, but is he good? He can crush his enemies, but will he crush you? He is powerful, but is he safe? All of mankind is by nature blind. We cannot see the things of God. We are born into the darkness. We do not even know it because we cannot see. But even in our darkness, we know of God. We know that He is the creator of all things. We know that all things were made by Him. We know without Him was not anything made that was made. We know that He knows us, that He evaluates us, that He judges us, that He can destroy us if He wants to, and He will if He considers us an enemy. The Creator of the heavens and the earth is not just powerful, He's all-powerful. He is beyond power, and everyone knows it. And some people deal with that knowledge differently. The Psalms and the Proverbs say, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." If you do not fear the powerful man in the alley, you obviously don't have a good grasp on reality. Some comedian once said, he was an atheist, by the way, he was asked a question. What if you die and you find out there is a God? What will you say to him as you try to get through the pearly gates? The comedian answered, "If I end up at the pearly gates and I find out that God exists, first thing I would say is, how dare you? How dare you allow so much suffering and sickness and death in this world you created? How dare you?" The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." It is a fool who walks down a dark alley as if he owns the place. The fool says there is no God, not just because there is, and he can be plainly seen in what has been made, but he is a fool because God has all power and all authority. You would be a fool not only to ignore him, but to rebel against him. You would be a fool not to consider what offends him. When you visit a foreign country, the first thing you do is learn how to greet the people there. You find out the customs and the laws lest you offend, lest you do something wrong. Imagine entering the presence of the Almighty God. What kind of a fool would prance around as if he owns the place? The fool says in his heart, "There is no God," because God has all the power and all authority in a dark and disorienting universe. And yet we look for power and authority elsewhere. Some look for power and authority in the usual idols, money, sex, drugs, and fame. Others seek power and authority in less obvious idols. They carve out of the world their own little sphere of influence, which they can become their own god and exert their own influence. This can be your job, your social group, even your family, where you draw your own borders and put up your own flags saying, "This is my property. Here there is no god but me." What do you suppose the God of the universe, who is all power and glory and might and dominion, will do when he returns to claim what is his and sees so many no trespassing signs put up in mutiny against his rule? What will the powerful man in the dark alley do when he sees you? Isaiah writes, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation." Dear friends in Christ, have peace. All things, all anxieties are reconciled in the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. He is the light that exposes our idols for what they are, shines the light upon our futile rebellion, exposes the evil that goes on in the darkness so that we are no longer fools fooled by the world and its deceit. He is the power of God. As Hebrews says, he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Not only does he shine light, but he also has all power, authority, dominion, here, from the beginning and to the end of the age. And he is the salvation of God. In the dark alley of the world, you see the light, you see the power, and the good news is you can approach it and stand in it for safety and for comfort. The good news of Christmas is that God brings us salvation, safety, and comfort here and now. For your enemies are his enemies. He is the Word of God who became flesh to dwell among us, who gives us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink, that we might have eternal life and be preserved in that salvation until he comes to judge the living and the dead and to bring us where he is forever. Beautiful are the feet of the one who publishes peace, who publishes salvation, who brings good news. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in his peace this Christmas morning and always.